There was also quite a bit of congestion on the streets of Paris today. That's because the Olympic torch is there, but protesters, unhappy with China's human rights records, have been trying to douse what they call the flame of shame. We're joined now by radio reporter Alistair Sanford. He's in Paris. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Alistair, I understand there were about 80 athletes that were scheduled to carry this Olympic torch on a route that began at the Eiffel Tower. Describe what the scene was like there today.
The Eiffel Tower itself was lit up in shimmering lights, and one of the former French hurdling athletes received the torch and carried it down the steps. A few hundred meters away, there were pro-Tibetan protesters doing their best to make their voices heard, and they were soon joined by others along the route who very quickly managed to disrupt the whole proceedings, and the next few hours were really witnessed by scenes of chaos as the torch was carried on and off a bus, in between its route being as athletes carried it by foot, basically trying to almost as if the police were playing hide and seek with the protesters, and gradually it got more and more behind schedule.
And I've read that these police officers were on everything from inline skates to bicycles, helicopters, boats. How were they able, and were they able, to protect this Olympic torch?
It's really been almost farcical, and anyone along the route has seen everything but the torch itself. The security operation had been described as being one that would be worthy of the visit of a head of state, but it didn't manage to stop the protesters who lined a significant part of the route, did manage to disrupt the proceedings significantly, for instance at the Hotel de Ville, the city hall, where there was due to be a speech by the mayor and an official welcoming ceremony. That was cancelled. There were simply too many protesters, and after a short stop, the procession carried on by.
And did they actually put the flame out at any point?
Yes, there were reports, and in fact they were confirmed that one of the torches at least had been put out, but that the flame itself was still alight. Now, there's a lot of confusion surrounding this. The police said that it was for technical reasons as it was carried on board the bus. Beyond the symbolism of whether or not the flame was put out, so the torch was put out, and for how long, clearly what's relevant here is that instead of a proud procession through the Parisian streets, that the torch has played a game of hide-and-seek as the authorities did their best to try to keep it at bay from the protesters.
And Alistair, what about the Olympic Games themselves? French leaders have said they might boycott the Games depending on what's happening with Tibet. Where does that stand now?
Well, overall, it seems the French have certainly gone further than some other European countries. The official position seems to be that it's President Sarkozy leaves the option open to boycott the opening ceremony when the Games finally get underway in August. And they'll make the decision later as the situation evolves.
Radio reporter Alistair Sanford joined us from Paris. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.